Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Jamaica Dairy Development Board's Milk for Mothers project to be rolled out island-wide. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Residents of Morant Bay and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, August 27, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, 12 Church Street. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, August 27, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Myers Plaza, Morant Bay.
The Jamaica Dairy Development Board will be extending its pilot postnatal and antenatal nutrition support program at hospitals and health centers across the island. The initiative aims to improve the nutritional levels of pregnant women and their babies as part of efforts to increase public awareness of the nutritional benefits of milk and encourage more persons to consume the product.
It is ministerial mandate to increase the milk production through the overall revitalization of the dairy industry.
The program has already started at 6 health facilities, Montego Bay Type V and Cambridge Health Centers in St. James, the antenatal clinic of the Savannah Lamar Public General Hospital in Westmoreland, Ramble Health Center in Hanover, Orokabesa Health Center in St. Mary, and the antenatal clinic of Alexandria Hospital in St. Anne. The initial pilot focuses on antenatal nutrition support and includes 11 locations in 9 parishes. Under the pilot program, expectant mothers at identified health facilities are slated to receive 3 pints of fresh cow's milk per week for 3 months.
Consequently, the board is partnering with some processing stakeholders to conduct a campaign to sensitize the consuming public, and in particular, lactating mothers, as to the value of consuming milk.
A joint initiative of the Jamaica Dairy Development Board, Dairy Processors of Jamaica, and regional health authorities under the Ministry of Health, phase 2 of the pilot program will include all other parishes. Dairy processors include Island Dairies, Edwards Dairy, Jamaica Beverages, and Search Island Dairies. Chairman of the Jamaica Dairy Development Board, Donald Elvis, says the agency will be giving consideration to another phase of the program aimed at boosting nutrition among children in schools. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. One finger can't catch lice. Translation, one finger cannot catch lice, and this means to work together to achieve a common goal.
Yo, when you hear what going with Mikey the other day?
Yeah, man, yo, that you that is bound for crashing on you. Him drive too hard upon the road, star.
Yo, you think I two them you want to about the fast driving, and him still gonna kill off himself. Hey, enough of them drive like a demo and up on the road, you know. Yo, I'm a profit late for me, I go down for door reach, you know. Arrive alive, myself.
Kill your speed before it kills you.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.